but he's having a pity party. He's tired from the battle, and he's feeling sorry for himself, and he's wanting God to kill him. But God spared him, killed him, I mean, did not kill him, because he wanted to die. He was suicidal with all this news from Jezebel. And it happens with us that we can become afraid when we hear evil tidings. And the fear blocks our faith to believe God for victory. We get tired from the battle. Galatians 6:9, let's look at that. Galatians 6:9. It says, let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. And so many times we do get weary from the battle. That's when we have to come apart unto God and just sit in his presence, read his word, and let his word strengthen us, build our faith back up, and minister to us. So when the enemy comes, what we can, instead of give in and cave in to his lies when he says, well, you may have thought you won that battle, but wait till this next one. You think God's going to move for you now? That's when you take authority over these thoughts and say, no, I rebuke you. I will not listen to you. You're a liar and there's no truth in you. So we have to learn how to take authority over these thoughts. Of course, Old Testament, Elijah had no clue. He just listened and took those words in. So we must rebuke the devil. We stay strong in the word and prayer. And we thank God for the victory. It's not anything by our power. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by the Spirit that everything is accomplished. And God gets the glory. We don't get the glory for anything. It's only him that gets the glory when we see people healed. We hear of mighty breakthroughs of prayer. This meeting last week at Calvary Assembly that stirred things up and challenged the pastor there and pastors that were there, God's not sending that just for one church. It's for Central Florida. So God wants to bring about a move of the Spirit. And the pastor said, you know, we've got to put down this walls that we build up with one another. And the pastors have got to come together and let God do what he wants to do. And it's not just one man's, not just for one man. And one church will not get the glory. God will get the glory for what he's doing in these last days. So we see just from this lesson tonight how God honored the prayers of Elijah. He honored his boldness, his stand. And yet we see how so quickly from boldness and strength to weakness and wanting to die. And we can be the same thing. We're all, that's why the Lord said Elijah was a man with like passions. We all have that opportunity. We can stay victorious and have a bad day in the midst of it, but maintain our stand in the Spirit and not cave in. And sometimes we do cave in for a bit. I'm not saying we've never caved in, but we hurry and get prayer to try to get back up when we get sideswiped by unexpected news or circumstances. Because if God's for us, who can be against us? This is a quote that I have from Robert's Lair.